From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Russian pilots try to avoid miscalculation in the skies over Syria. The United States and Russia Tuesday said they've reached a memorandum of understanding, providing a framework for both countries' aircraft to maintain a safe distance from the other. Peter Cook is a U.S. defense spokesman.
These protocols include maintaining professional airmanship at all times, the use of specific communication frequencies, and the establishment of a communication line on the ground. The U.S. and Russia will form a working group to discuss any implementation issues that follow.
The agreement covers all types of aircraft, including drones, and is specific to Syria. It does not apply to any other country. Cook said this is not part of a broader agreement with Moscow, adding Russia's strategy is counterproductive and makes the Syrian civil war worse. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday condemned the recent upsurge of violence in Central African Republic, indicating some attacks may amount to war crimes. The country has been in the throes of a deadly sectarian violence since Muslims League Alliance rebels launched a coup in 2013. The Council statement was read by the current president, the ambassador to Spain, through an interpreter.
The Security Council strongly condemns such violence, including all attacks against civilians, intercommunal violence, targeted violence against women and children, lootings of humanitarian premises, and attacks against United Nations peacekeepers.
The Council said those responsible for abuses and violations of international human rights and humanitarian law must be held to account and threatened to impose sanctions on those responsible. It noted significant progress in voter registration ahead of a constitutional referendum, presidential and legislative elections that are scheduled before year's end. This is VOA News.